A moment now to talk about trash. Artist John Chamberlain scoured junkyards to find smashed car parts, scrap metal, and other materials to make sculptures like this. We thought we'd talk to a couple of local artists who've also worked with trash.
I mean, I'm really coming at it like, if I was unfamiliar with the planet...
That's like, artist Jenny O'Dell. We met up with her at the San Francisco Recology Center, affectionately known as The Dump.
This piece by John Chamberlain probably reminds me more of being in the dump than anything possibly could, because it has these juxtapositions of things like a car fender and a washing machine that normally aren't very close together in your life, but are both made with metal. So he's done something to it that tricked you into looking at something.
Salad tongs. Bean scoops.
Sculptor Nemo has been scavenging in junkyards for years.
Standing in the presence of this piece, well, I see a lot of violence. I know those materials, and I know the forces that have to be in play to get them into that shape. That these things didn't just settle into that final form. A lot of energy was spent.
When I look at this, I just see like something that refuses to go away.
From my eye, what's pleasing is to try to puzzle out how much of the artist's hand am I seeing? You know, did he do this? Is he just a bloody knuckle madman? Or was this that selection process where he had to discard thousands of alternatives before finding this perfect union of things